I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. This week, astronomers got an encouraging signal from New Horizons. After 21 hours of radio silence, the NASA probe reported it had safely made its way past Pluto. Now, scientists in Connecticut say the real work begins. Michelle Collins is an astronomer at Yale University. She hosted a party for Pluto in New Haven this week, and she says about 120 people showed up to celebrate the dwarf planet. So far, Collins says she's loving the pictures New Horizons has sent back to Earth.
The images that have come back from Pluto are just so stunning, and they really blow my mind over the last few days. Back when I was a kid at school, you know, Pluto was just this like weird dot. No one really knew what color it was. We just used to color it purple at school, and now we can see it in all this incredible detail.
Collins says she has high hopes for the science that will come out of the New Horizons mission as it sends its data back to Earth over the next 16 months. She says we know some things, like the planet has a thin atmosphere.
And it's an icy surface, and we think it has a rocky core. But there's some other things that we suppose it may have, like we think it may have underground oceans, and similar to some of the other moons in the solar system. So we're hoping to figure out if that's really true.
Leslie Brown, an astronomer at Connecticut College, says the mission is a technological and psychological victory.
For humans, it's a huge distance. For the universe, it's a teeny speck. So for me, it's a really exciting vindication that we can begin to explore our larger solar system.
Michelle Collins agrees, and as New Horizons continues its journey outward into the cosmos, she says,
I have great hope that we can go much further, really. I mean, it's only been 110 years since we figured out how to fly, and already we're at the edge of our solar system. So I think while it seems impossible that we could get any further, we've done so much in such a short time that hopefully we can start going beyond the solar system.
Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.